From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has ordered the detention of more than 40 journalists as a crackdown against the July 15 failed coup continues. The government said it's investigating possible criminal conduct. One media group fears a witch hunt against journalists deemed critical of the government. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco says it would appear President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is trying to solidify his hold on power.
Despite the broad opposition to the coup across the political spectrum in Turkey, it appears that Erdogan is using it as an excuse to crack down on any and all opposition.
The crackdown aimed at those suspected of being allied with exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Ankara believes was behind the failed coup. It has demanded his extradition from the U.S. Gulen has denounced the coup and denied taking part in it. Tens of thousands of soldiers, civil servants, police, academics, and judges have been targeted in the two-week crackdown that's been criticized by the European Union. Speaking Monday, EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he believes Turkey in its current state is in no position to become a member of the EU anytime soon. South Sudanese leader Salva Kiir has replaced his first vice president and rival Riek Machar and appointed Taban Dungay as his replacement. Machar was named to the post last April as part of a peace agreement ending more than 2 years of civil war. The rivalry between the two men erupted into violence earlier this month, threatening the peace deal. Machar left the capital, Juba, and has refused to return until an international buffer force is created to separate their rival fighters. This is VOA News. A 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion late Sunday, killing himself and wounding at least a dozen others in Ansbach, Germany, was, according to the Islamic State news agency, a soldier of the IS group. Bavaria's top security official told reporters the attacker recorded a video pledging allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Meanwhile, German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has ordered beefed-up security. Officials say the attacker tried to kill himself twice before and was under psychiatric treatment. He was denied asylum last year but allowed to stay in Germany because of the fighting in Syria. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura meets Tuesday with senior U.S. and Russian officials in Geneva in a fresh bid to revive suspended talks on the political transition. Monday, U.S. officials cast doubt on the prospect for a military partnership with Moscow in the fight against Islamic State. General Joseph Dunford is chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Our engagement with the Russians is limited to contacts to ensure safety of flight and the safety of our people on the ground. Secretary Kerry is negotiating at this time or discussing with the Russians some other alternatives. But without seeing that a specific framework within which other contacts may be made, it's hard for me to comment on whether or not it'd be viable.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Russia's focus mainly on supporting Damascus, which he said only prolongs the conflict. In Japan, at least 19 were killed, dozens wounded, after an attack by a knife-wielding man at a facility for the disabled. It was Japan's worst mass killing in decades. Reports say police arrested 26-year-old former employee Satoshi Uematsu. The attack occurred in Sagamihara, southwest of Tokyo. The motive for the attack is still unclear. Three of the Democratic Party's best-known personalities offered endorsements for likely presidential nominee Hillary Clinton at the party's four-day national convention in Philadelphia. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran a surprisingly strong primary challenge, expresses solidarity with Clinton.
Hillary Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight.
Sanders told cheering supporters she must become president and defeat Republican rival Donald Trump. First Lady Michelle Obama and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren also offered their support. The Solar Impulse 2 has ended its 17-month round-the-world odyssey, becoming the first sun-powered aircraft to circumnavigate the globe. The Swiss-engineered craft returned to Abu Dhabi Tuesday. Its two pilots began their historic 42,000-kilometer journey there in March 2015. Most Asian markets closed higher Tuesday, but Japanese stocks slumped for a third session, following a slump in oil prices and a surging yen. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.